thing we've lost him.
Harry panted, leaning against the cold wall and wiping his forehead. Neville was bent double, wheezing and spluttering.
I told you!
Hermione gasped, clutching at the stitch in her chest.
I told you!
We've got to get back to Gryffindor Tower. Quickly as possible.
Muffle tricks you!
Hermione said to Harry.
You realise that, don't you? He was never going to meet you. Filch knew someone was going to be in the trophy room. Malfoy must have tipped him off.
Harry thought she was probably right, but he wasn't going to tell her that.
Let's go!
It wasn't going to be that simple. They hadn't gone more than a dozen paces when a doorknob rattled and something came shooting out of a classroom in front of them. It was Peeves. He caught sight of them and gave a squeal of delight.
Shut up! Peeves, please! You'll get us thrown out!
Peeves cackled.
Wandering around at midnight, ecclethirsties! Tut, tut, tut! Naughty, naughty, you'll get courted!
Not if you don't give us away! Peeves, please!
Should tell Filch, I should.
Said Peeves in a saintly voice, but his eyes glittered wickedly.
It's for your own good, you know.
Get out of the way!
Snapped Ron, taking a swipe at Peeves. This was a big mistake.
Students out of bed! Students out of bed! Down the town's corridor!
Ducking under Peeves, they ran for their lives, right to the end of the corridor where they slammed into a door, and it was locked.
This is it!
Ron as they pushed helplessly at the door.
We're done for! This is the end!
They could hear footsteps, Filch running as fast as he could towards Peeves' shouts. She grabbed Harry's wand, tapped the lock, and whispered,
"Hello, Hermione."
The lock clicked, and the door swung open. They piled through it, shut it quickly, and pressed their ears against it, listening.
Which way did I go? Quick, tell me.
Said Peeves in his annoying sing-song voice.
Nothing!
Told you I wouldn't say nothing if you didn't say nothing!
And they heard the sound of Peeves whooshing away and Filch cursing in rage.
He thinks this door is locked. I think we'll be okay. Get off, Neville.
For Neville had been tugging on the sleeve of Harry's dressing gown for the last minute.
What?
Harry turned around and saw quite clearly what. For a moment, he was sure he'd walked into a nightmare. This was too much, on top of everything that had happened so far. They weren't in a room, as he had supposed. They were in a corridor. The forbidden corridor on the third floor. And now they knew why it was forbidden. They were looking straight into the eyes of a monstrous dog. A dog which filled the whole space between ceiling and floor. It had three heads, three pairs of rolling mad eyes, three noses twitching and quivering in their direction, three drooling mouths, saliva hanging in slippery ropes from yellowish fangs. It was standing quite still, all six eyes staring at them. And Harry knew that the only reason they weren't already dead was that their sudden appearance had taken it by surprise. But it was quickly getting over that. There was no mistaking what those thunderous growls meant. Harry groped for the doorknob. Between Filch and death, he'd take Filch. They fell backwards. Harry slammed the door shut and they ran. They almost flew back down the corridor. Filch must have hurried off to look for them somewhere else because they didn't see him anywhere. But they hardly cared. All they wanted to do was put as much space as possible between them and that monster. They didn't stop running until they reached the portrait of the fat lady on the seventh floor.
Where on earth have you all been?
She asked, looking at their dressing gowns hanging off their shoulders and their flushed, sweaty faces.
Never mind that. Pig snout! Pig snout!
Panted Harry, and the portrait swung forward. They scrambled into the common room and collapsed, trembling, into armchairs. It was a while before any of them said anything. Neville, indeed, looked as if he'd never speak again.
What do they think they're doing? Keeping a thing like that locked up in a school?
Said Ron, finally.
Any dog needs exercise, that one does.
Hermione had got both her breath and her bad temper back again.
You don't use your eyes, any of you, do you? Didn't you see what it was standing on?
The floor? I wasn't looking at its feet. I was too busy with its head.
No, not the floor. It was standing on a trap door. It's obviously guarding something.
She stood up, glaring at them.
I hope you're pleased with yourselves. We could all have been killed. Or worse, expelled. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to bed.
Ron stared after her, his mouth open.
No, we don't mind. You'd think we dragged her along, wouldn't you?
But Hermione had given Harry something else to think about as he climbed back into bed. The dog was guarding something.